Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. My name is Gaia Altshuler, and I am the social-emotional counselor for grades 4 through 8, and I am here with our vice principal, Tammy Cuckoo, and we are back.
So excited. 2025-2026, let's go.
First day of school.
First day of school. I hope that you are in the car,
riding
along with your student in full uniform, might I add.
Following all the guidelines.
Ready to go. And soon you'll pull up to
our carpool.
Forrest Frank's probably going to be playing.
Blasting.
Probably.
So, first day of school. The vibes are high. We're feeling good. We're on year two of the podcast. And we want you to know we are committed.
Committed every week to just drop golden nuggets.
Golden nuggets.
But we're hoping that there's a lot of new listeners today. So we're going to start out by introing the team. You, if you've been attending all the events that are Oaks Christian, you know these people. You feel like we're friends already. But if not, we're going to start with our principal.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me on the pod. This is so exciting.
Got to have you on the first one.
Oh, I feel so honored to be here. My name is Tara Morrow, and I'm the principal of grades 4 through 8. Guys, this is my 28th year in education.
Wow.
Do you still get the first day jitters?
I totally do. Well, and I just have to say, at the recording of this pod, we introduced ourselves to new teachers today who we had already hired. But I woke up at 4:45 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Not because I set an alarm, but because I was so excited that it is happening.
Ready.
And we are on this incredible journey. You know what else I thought was really exciting is that yes, this is year two of the pod, and this was a little nugget of an idea that was discussed in my living room a little over a year ago when we were planning for last year. So how exciting that you guys have been able to discuss so many important things about middle school and to get so many guests on this pod. I just think it's going so well. So thank you for all of your hard work. This is exciting.
Yeah, we're excited. I myself had a hard time sleeping. It's kind of like, you know, when you're five and you're going to Disneyland for the first time and you can see everything that's happening, even though you've never been there. That's where I was last night. That's how I know this ride has just begun and we're about 20 years in. It's really great.
Amazing.
I'm Tammy Cuckoo. I'm the vice principal here at the middle school. We also have a dean of students, Lucas Weston, who he works with our leadership kids. He also works with you on day-to-day things that are going on in the middle school. Anything that's challenging and uplifting, feel free to email an uplifting thing to Mr. Weston. He would love that. Jade Molina lifts all of our spirits. He is our spiritual life director. If you have any pressing questions about life, your student especially, walk right into his office. He has a very calming presence, and he'll meet you with an answer or probably more questions. That's usually Jade's speed. And then Rachel Morales is our academic dean, all things academic, all things grades, all things class schedule. You want to reach out to her.
And I am Gaia Altshuler. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, I am the social, emotional learning and wellness counselor. That is a very long title to describe that I'm just a part of your village. I'm here to support your student emotionally through the journey that is middle school. So whatever may come up this year, I am here to walk alongside you and your student. And I also wanted to introduce Kim Newman, who is a part of our team. She is our learning specialist, and she works with families who have students with individual learning differences. So if that is something that your student is experiencing, we definitely want you to connect with Kim. So that's our team.
All right. So that's our team. Now, what is the purpose of this podcast? What are we doing this year? Yeah. Where are we going?
So like Tara said, this podcast was birthed in her living room last school year with really one main goal. And it is our way of giving you a window into our Oaks Christian community. So you choose to trust us with your student, and we want you to be a participatory part of their academic experience with them. So our hope is that whatever happens here at Oaks Christian travels beyond our school and into your home. We are so excited for year two. Year one was so fun. We had the best time doing it.
Loved it.
I hope you loved listening just as much as we love doing it. But this next year, we're going to dive into some really big topics. We really want to maybe address some of the harder hitting topics that your child is walking through in middle school. So just to give you a teaser, some of those topics are going to be our culture playbook. Our culture playbook is the framework for how we work with your students and help guide your students. And we would love to see that playbook be carried beyond the walls of Oaks Christian. We're going to do a friendship series. We did that last year. So if you are new, you have a lot to look forward to, but we're going to go even deeper. So if you were here last year for our friendship series, we're going to talk about new trends happening in the life of adolescent friendships. We're going to talk about things like apathy versus empathy, identity, what it looks like to academically succeed here at Oaks Christian. So we have a very full plate of content, and we're very excited to dive into all of it with you.
Yeah, so we are excited about all those topics. There's so much more. Look forward to hearing maybe your student on the pod. We love to have students on the pod from time to time. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure as you're driving to school, you're just wondering, what are the next 3 days going to look like? They're just like, your student might have sweaty palms. It's going to be okay as soon as they hear the music pulling up. So we're going to run through the first 3 days. Okay. So the first day is getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Yes, that's what your student will do in their advisory. As soon as they hop in, we're going to ask them questions. Their advisor will ask them, tell them things about themselves. They'll tell their other students about them. They'll learn the building, kind of. It's kind of a maze, but it's awesome. It'll be really exciting. We'll understand the flow of our schedule. We've got anchor days. We've got AB days. They'll learn all about all those days and come home excited to tell you about them. We will have an all-school chapel on Thursday. Mrs. Morrow, do you want to talk a little bit about the all-school chapel?
Yes, these are my favorite because the students get to hear from the same people all at the same time, all from fourth grade all the way up to seniors in high school. Mr. Rob Black, our head of school, will be our main speaker that day, but those students will get to see the leaders that they know of from all over campus represented on that stage, and it will set the tone for the school year. Mm-hmm. So I am really excited that that's our first chapel this year.
Super excited about that. Oaks Christian, we have three different pillars here, and some of you are super excited about athletic distinction. And guess what? We will have sports tryouts on August 15th. Go to your email. You can find all that information on Access. If you have questions, you can email Garrick Moss, and he will have that information. But you should have a yellow ribbon across your Access, and it will tell you to sign up for whichever sport that you're interested in. And then next up is carpool. We spend a lot of time talking about carpool, Mrs. Morrow.
We definitely do. We just want to make sure, first and foremost, every student and family is safe. And we also want to make sure that we are organized because we understand that kids and families have a lot to do after school.
Super important. So in the morning and in the afternoon, we have plenty of people directing your traffic way. Please do not go around them. Please follow their directions. It will help us. It will help you. You will definitely get your student quickly. If you have a placard, which you all should, on the back of that placard, there is a QR code. It has driving directions for where you should go, which gate you're going to. If you're in the car right now, do not stop and look at that because that could be a hazard. But once you've stopped car, you should probably check it out because there's great information of how you should get to where you're going. Late start Tuesday.
Yep.
Late start Tuesday is awesome, but the first Late Start Tuesday is Picture Day.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So guess what? We will be starting on time.
Yep.
Not late, because we would love for our middle school students to take their picture before school starts.
Yes.
So we encourage you to arrive at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. this next Tuesday, which will be the 19th. The 19th, we've got to arrive on time. I skipped something for Friday. Super exciting.
Family fair.
Family fair.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. There
school
is a
highlight.
Chili cook-off. Mm-hmm. There's kids bouncing up and down. Mm-hmm. There's live music. Sometimes it's alumni. It's amazing.
Cakewalk.
Cakewalk. You know, the highlight of the family fair is just getting to meet you all in a more relaxed setting, kind of go over what happened in the week. And it just is so uniting. We just feel like a family. And that's what we're trying to build here at Oaks Christian. So don't miss the fair. Basically, you come pick up your kid and then you go to the fair.
Yeah. And there's so much to eat. I think there will be food trucks as well. Like food there were trucks last year, lots to drink and sometimes
soda,
it's a little
and
toasty,
water.
But it just is one of those great ways to continue the summer.
It is usually pretty warm, but it's really great. All right.
I feel like we need to let the new listeners know that we sing on this podcast.
Listen, oh, I love that.
That little tidbit that you got, that happens often.
Often.
And sometimes I date myself with the things that I like to, you know, hum or sing. Mm-hmm. But it's fun. I enjoy it.
So earlier we were talking about our first concerts. I just think that that's kind of a fun little tidbit. Gaia, okay. What was your first concert?
Oh, man.
Actually, I'm going to say this was so much pride.
I think you need
get
to
it,
sing.
You get it.
I think we, no, guys, you have to sing one line of your first concert. Can you do it? I can.
Okay.
Go ahead, Gaia. Yes. Let's go.
You raise me up, so I... Okay, you get it.
Wow.
Yeah,
who is
Josh
that?
Groban.
Oh, Josh Groban.
Amazing.
Yes.
You have to sing it big. There's no other way.
First concert.
I came from a very musical family, okay? My dad studied opera in college. My mom classical guitar. So we fell into the Josh Groban world.
I am learning more about you just yeah. being on this podcast.
That's
this is
a
so
great
exciting.
First concert.
I'm not going to listen to this back after singing that, but Tara, what was your first concert?
Okay, I'm going to sing a little line. Let's see if I can remember the words. Okay. But baby, baby, I'm taken from the notion to love you with the sweetest of devotion.
Oh.
Little Amy Grant there for
Amy
you.
Amy Grant, guys.
Amy Grant.
Now, if you are from a certain generation now, you know Amy Grant was hot.
Yes, and I first, was 12 when I went to that
of
concert.
Of course. It was great,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Christian artist. Do you know where you saw her?
Santa Barbara Bowl.
Oh
Santa wow. That's
Barbara
iconic.
Bowl. That's awesome.
It is iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Tammy.
Now, guys, I got a feeling. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night.
Yes.
That's the Black Eyed Peas,
that
guys.
That is a great
and
song.
It was a great time. And I was fist pumping and jumping around. And it was great. It was.
That sounds like a fun concert.
It was in San Diego. It was awesome.
Wow. What a start to the pod.
I
right?
know. I mean.
Happy first day of school, everybody.
Yeah. Now, let's jump into our verse of the week.
Know,
little transition. This verse of the week is actually on our culture playbook, and it's a really important verse. It is Psalms 133:1. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. And that's the goal for our students. That's the goal for our entire community, is that we live in unity. So we're excited about this year. Our call to action is, number one, you got to listen to this pod each and every week. This pod is for parents. This pod is for students. We
right.
want mm-hmm. we want them to either confirm or deny, like, hey guys, I know that Ms. Cuckoo and Ms. A said that, but no, we're not learning that. Or we are, you know, so
challenge us.
You know, challenge us and get involved. This is a place where you can get involved, and we're looking forward to trying to do hard things, because we do hard things here at Oaks Christian School.
Amen.
It's a safe place to do hard
it
things.
It is a safe place. So until next time, we are in the middle with you.